Buildings of Ellis Island. Cafeteria. Ellis Island cooks prepared and served meals for immigrants while they waited on the island. Baggage and dormitory. Some immigrants didn't get permission to enter the United States right away. They had to drop off their bags and head to dormitories, where many slept in bunk beds. Stairs of separation. After going through inspection, immigrants came to a staircase in the main building. It was divided into three aisles. Immigrants were sent to a certain aisle depending on whether they were being held on the island, staying in New York, or going to another part of the country. Main building. Doctors and inspectors checked millions of immigrants in these halls. They were looking for signs of disease or any other reasons an immigrant could be too dangerous to allow into the country. Hospital. Sick immigrants received treatment here before being allowed into the United States. On American soil. Imagine it. You arrive in a new country after a hard trip. You have little more than the money in your pockets and a few of your most precious things. People wearing uniforms poke you, inspect you, and ask you questions. It's like taking a difficult test that you just hope to pass. Most passengers had to wait a long time during the immigration process at Ellis Island. At best, they were allowed to enter the United States. At worst, they were sent back to the countries from which they came.